How does Ayn Rand, philosopher, view the United States of America today? People waiting in gasoline lines, people fearing a possible recession, people wondering whether we will survive as a nation because of military posturing by other countries around the world. Tell me how you feel about
it. That's a pretty big statement right there. But first of all, to sum it up, I feel that this country is being destroyed by its philosophy, specifically by its universities. The most dangerous thing in this country today are the universities, because they're teaching the kind of ideas that would necessarily have to lead to the destruction of this country. I think that the American people is too good for that kind of program. You notice that the people are turning to the right. That's a very healthy sign, but there is no leadership on the right. There is no intellectual leadership. There are no ideas. And it's very possible that the people will be defeated for lack of proper intellectual leadership. However, the basic premises...
But then you don't mean Harvard intellectual leadership or Yale intellectual leadership.
I mean a Harvard that would be preaching American ideas, more specifically, reason, individualism, capitalism. If an institution of the intellectual prestige, which they don't deserve today, but they deserved it at one time, of Harvard, if an institution of that magnitude were preaching the proper ideas, that is the ideas on which America originally was based, or to say it briefly, the philosophy of Aristotle, which was the father of this country, if they were doing that, you could have the biggest renaissance in the world, still not too late even now. You could have a better renaissance than the first one. This country would come back to life. But today, when all those institutions from Harvard on down are preaching collectivism, mysticism, and above all, altruism, self-sacrifice of yourself, the giving up, the resignation, all the disgusting kind of ideas that the whole world has been nurturing for centuries, when they do that, this country can't survive.